While we might not be the smartest,
what do you mean I'm not an expert?
We're definitely the hottest.
Hey everyone, come and see how good I look!
Pop-up Chinese.
Welcome to Pop-up Chinese, I'm Brendan.
大家好,我是Echo.
And today's lesson goes out to all of my fellow insomniacs. Mm-hmm. We've got two friends, college classmates maybe.
睡在上下铺的兄弟.
Yeah, bunk mates even.
Yeah.
And they're sitting down for a heart-to-heart talk.
Mm-hmm.
One of them has got something that's been weighing on his chest for years and he just has to get it out there.
Mm.
Let's listen.
Do you remember my fear of light?
知道，不过那些都不是番茄汁儿。什么？我要告诉你的是，我是吸血鬼。你不会吸我的血吧？应该不会吧？哦，那没关系，现在都21世纪了。不过还有一件事儿，我也是个同性恋。
Okay, we're back. Let's go through this line by line just to see everything that's going on in this dialogue.
还记得我怕阳光的事情吗?
You remember about how I'm afraid of sunlight?
还有,我很喜欢番茄汁儿。
And I really like tomato juice.
知道。
I know.
不过,那些都不是番茄汁儿。
But that wasn't tomato juice.
什么?
What?
我要告诉你的是,我是吸血鬼。
What I want to tell you is, I'm a vampire.
你不会吸我的血吧?
You won't drink my blood, will you?
应该不会吧。
No, I don't think so.
哦,那没关系,现在都21世纪了。
Oh, that's fine then. This is the 21st century.
不过,还有一件事儿。
But there's one more thing.
我也是个同性恋。
I'm also gay. Let's go back and listen to the dialogue one more time now that we know what's going on here.
还记得我怕阳光的事情吗? 还有,我很喜欢喝番茄汁儿。
知道。
不过那些都不是番茄汁儿。什么？我要告诉你的是，我是吸血鬼。你不会吸我的血吧？应该不会吧？哦，那没关系，现在都21世纪了。不过还有一件事儿，我也是个同性恋。
So, as you might have guessed from both the dialogue and the title of this lesson, we've got two big themes today, vampires and homosexuality.
吸血鬼和同性恋。你觉得真的有吸血鬼吗?
Have you ever been to New York? Anyway, let's go through the vocabulary. There's some stuff from the dialogue. There's other stuff that isn't in it, but it's related and it's interesting.
第一个词就是吸血鬼。Right,
so it's vampire.
吸血鬼。你们可能在对话里看到了,我们在不同的地方都出现了这个字,血。Notice
the tone and the pronunciation for blood there.
血,吸血鬼。Right,
so it's a fourth tone. The second time we see this word...
is in the next line.
Yeah.
你不会... 吸我的血吧。你不会吸我的血吧?
You won't drink my blood, will you?
这个地方他说的是血。
Yeah, no, it's the same word, it's the same character, but it has two different readings.
对,它是一个多音字。
And there are actually rules about when it's one or the other.
当血这个字用在一个词里边的时候,比如说吸血鬼, 这个时候我们就读血。
Yeah, so when it's occurring as part of a word or a set phrase, it gets read as 血, always.
它血液。
Blood fluid, or blood. So that's for 血. Now for 血。
在我们单独用这个字的时候，我们会读血。
Yeah, so when it's not appearing as part of a phrase,
你不会吸我的血吧?
Their blood is not occurring as part of a word. It's occurring as the object of 吸.
对。
Moving on, anyway, the next word is...
同性恋。
So this means homosexual, or it can also be used as an adjective.
同性恋。他是同性恋。
So he is gay. And you'll notice that in the dialogue, he actually says, 我是个同性恋。
对。
So there, it's acting as a noun.
没错。
A couple of related words, which are a little bit more common and more colloquial, less formal.
同志。
Literally, this means comrade, as in, for example, you know, 胡锦涛同志。But in Taiwan, people began to use this to mean gay, and then this usage spread to the mainland, and it's now the most common word for gay in the gay community.
没错，他是同志。
Right, so that's it for nouns, and next up we've got some verbs which unfortunately tend to occur a lot of the time in the same context as these nouns.
包容。
Well, this is a good one, actually. 包容 means to tolerate or to accept.
但是下面还有两个不太好的。
Yeah.
歧视。
Which means to discriminate against or to look down upon.
没错。还有排斥。
Which means to reject.
对。包容、歧视、排斥。
Anyway, I think that's it for vocabulary for this lesson.
今天我们有一个非常非常好的 grammar point.
Yeah, it's actually a really nice one. We think you'll like it. And it comes from that one sentence.
还记得我怕阳光的事情吗？
还记得我怕阳光的事情吗？
Do you remember about how I'm afraid of sunlight? Now, actually, you look at the last couple of words there.
的事情。
And you could kind of do without those.
还记得我怕阳光吗?
Same meaning, more or less.
没错。
But what 的事情 is doing there is it's saying, like, you remember about how.
对,就把它变成了一个名词。
Yeah.
或者名词的词组。
Yes, yeah. So it basically nominalizes or makes a noun out of what comes before it.
我们听一些句子吧。
Yeah.
你知道他是同性恋的事儿吗?
Did you know about him being gay?
一般在口语里我们经常会把这个事情变成事儿。
Renfield, have you taken care of the stuff about going to London?
去伦敦的事儿你办好了吗?
Our next grammar point, it will get you chicks or guys.
而且这个 grammar point 和刚才我们讲的那个非常像。
Yeah, it's related. This is about making a noun out of something that isn't a noun.
没错。
我要告诉你的是，我是吸血鬼。
我要告诉你的是，我是吸血鬼。
What I want to tell you is, I'm a vampire.
这个地方的是和我们刚才说的事儿不是一个字。
Yeah, this is important, and if you listen, actually, you can hear the difference between these two, right? So, actually, if you could say, the thing that I wanted to tell you about is...
我想告诉你的事儿是...
Right, hear that?
我想告诉你的事儿是...
So we've got a few sample sentences for this point, which we think you'll dig.
你要找的是银子弹。
What you've got to look for is silver bullets.
最近让你女儿没精打采的不是流感。
What's been making your daughter so sluggish lately isn't the flu.
最近让你女儿没精打采的不是流感。
All right, so those are our two grammar points.
没错，第一个用的是什么什么的事情 or 的事儿。
Right.And the second one was...
什么什么的事。
Let's go back and listen to the dialogue one more time, keeping all of the vocab and these grammar points in mind.
还记得我怕阳光的事情吗？还有，我很喜欢喝番茄汁儿。知道，不过那些都不是番茄汁儿。什么？我要告诉你的是，我是吸血鬼。你不会吸我的血吧？应该不会吧？哦，那没关系，现在都21世纪了。不过还有一件事儿，我也是个
同性恋。 All right, we're back, and we were coming up with sample sentences for this lesson, and I mentioned silver bullets, and
银子弹.
Yeah, and Echo had not heard about this.
没有，我只听说过大蒜，还有十字架。
No. Garlic doesn't kill vampires. It gives them heartburn, but it doesn't kill them.
嗯。
Crucifixes, I don't know.
我听说好像是要把他们的头砍下来。That's
horrible.
嗯。Anyway,
so today's lesson both contains a really nice grammar point, or two nice grammar points about nominalization, and also deals with the very important topic of the marginalization of vampires in our society. We've been silent too long. Join us in the comments or by writing an email.
DaoEcho@popupchinese.com.
And also, if you have any questions or comments about the lesson,
都可以给我们写信.
The website and email will work just fine for that, too.
没问题. Okay, from Beijing, 我是 Echo.
I'm Brendan.
下次见吧.
We hope you had fun.